He's losing it.
I am. I'm really tired.
I am adequately tired.
What does that mean?
Like, I could go for a nap.
It's right like now, she's tired enough for herself.
I'm sick and tired of this shit, Eric.
I'm just sick and tired of your shit, Eric.
I just want to sleep.
Dude, I never said you could.
You never said you could?
Wow.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
I don't think I need to give any of you permission to sleep.
We'll see. Yo. Oh, she's back. Just before the awkward silence. Hello, Jasmine.
You're awkward.
We can't be having to give her a minute again. Wait,
I just
ready?
Had a bath.
Can you hear me? How was your bath?
It was good.
That's good.
Does everyone want to discuss
hot, medium, or cold water?
Why they? What do you mean hot, medium, or cold water?
Yes. Wait, can you hear me?
Wait, hold on. It sounds like Jasmine's down a
okay.
hallway.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
No, you sound fine.
Really?
You sound fine.
What about now?
I cannot hear her. Yeah.
Jasmine is 100% fine? In her bathtub right now.
She's in her closet.
No, I'm not.
Just in my experience.
Yes, yes, I am. Always. Can you hear me?
The people that I usually can't hear, when the episode comes out, they're latent. Like, their voice is behind by about 4 or 5 seconds. So you'll hear a response that makes absolutely no sense, and then Jasmine or Alyssa, too, last time, her connection wasn't so great, they'll say something, and it'll be what the person responded to.
Sometimes.
Well, you know, notice that? Well, what? I'm just saying, we could firm up some issues.
Is free.
Yes.
Download today.
We can hear you, Jasmine.
Can you hear me, though?
The Anchor app is free. Download.
Can you hear me okay?
Download the Anchor app at the App Store today or go to anchor.fm.
This episode is sponsored by Anchor.
No, it's I was not, supposed to do not. The ad next time.
You Jasmine, Jasmine, now? Jasmine.
Better?
We could hear you 3 times. You said that.
Okay.
All right, time. Charlie sounded like he had something to say.
Charlie?
You're fine.
No, but can you really. Hear me better?
What do you mean, not really? You sounded like you were talking.
Oh, now I can hear her.
Oh, what?
Oh.
Okay, great. It's
like 3 different
what was
conversations.
I talking about? Oh, I don't know. You were saying the latency issues. Yeah.
No.
Have you noticed? What? No. Oh.
I thought you were going to start talking about camping. Because that's why we're.
No.
That was the whole point of this.
I was talking about my bath.
Yeah, we're supposed to be talking about camping.
I don't know how these things usually go.
No, it's okay.
Continue. No, continue.
I really have nothing of substance to say. I was just trying to converse. If we want to talk about camping is the thing to talk about.
Incredible.
Okay, sick. So
this is basically just a Q&A for me.
Yes.
Wait, are we talking about our camping trip? Because that's right. Really not entertaining.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Gabby came up with it. Let's fully hear about it.
What? I thought we were going to tell stories about us going camping as children.
We can.
Gabby's never been
camping.
Camping
is such a broad
We can do that too.
We can talk about whatever. I just personally have never been camping, so I want to hear things.
Gabby, tell us your first camping story.
Oh, awesome. It was in my backyard, and I was 7.
Yeah.
That was the most of camping experience I've ever
gotten. I never did backyard camping, but I wanted to.
Well, I used to live in a house that had like a big wooded area behind it, and so it was kind of like camping. But I could see my house from like 50 meters away. So that's the most camping I've ever done.
You tried your
best. Yeah, it's the best a 7-year-old could do. I also tried to start my own fire when I was 7. just by smacking 2 rocks together over some leaves. Didn't work, surprisingly.
Nice.
Yeah, but that's my camping. How about Jasmine? Jasmine, do you have any camping stories?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was in Girl Guides.
I didn't even know that Girl Guides is a real thing.
What?
Our camping leaders were really bad. They actually didn't know how to camp. So we would put up the tents and the tents would fall down. And we'd put them up again.
Dude,
and they'd fall down again when it got windy.
We
tried to fix them with sticks and stuff.
Well, I think if your tent falls down, that's a part of the camping.
But the tents were broken. Like, the poles were, like, broken. So we'd tape them back together. Like, you'd put a stick on it, and then you'd tape the stick to the pole, so the stick would give the pole stability. It didn't work well. And then, I think one time, we tried to make grilled cheese on, you know what, like, buddy burners are? Well, it's like you start a fire underneath of a can, and then you try and cook the grilled cheese on the can. Just but like a soggy. Raining, so nothing cooked. So we just ate just graham crackers. Grilled
cheese sandwich. You tried so hard to make it.
Everyone loves a wet sandwich.
I don't even like grilled cheese to begin with.
What?
I don't.
Hold on.
No. What's the appeal grilled of grilled cheese?
Isn't that great?
It's grilled and it's
everything Jasmine cheese wants.
And bread.
Cheese and bread.
There's no grass on it.
Made me laugh.
There's no grass on it.
I like the bread part.
Wow. Oh god, I don't like the ketchup though. That is a downside.
It's a downside because you're not using quality cheese.
It's just a vehicle for ketchup.
Okay, well if you're making like artisanal grilled cheese with avocado and bacon bits doesn't count. Nobody said anything about
avocado and
bacon. Listen, if you take two slices of white bread and melt cheddar cheese or like American cheese, that disgusting. Gabby was like, I'm done with guitar for tonight, and now she's picked it back up.
It's just Charlie, sitting here for me.
I'd like you to walk me through you making a grilled cheese sandwich.
First, you put butter in the pan so the bread gets nice and toasty and doesn't stick. Then, you take a piece of bread, put cheese on the bread. Put another piece of bread on top of that piece of cheese, and then you flip it when one side starts to get brown. That is a grilled cheese. The cheese melts. How do you make grilled cheese?
She needs a buddy burner.
What the hell do you mean?
I also butter the outside of the bread.
Guys, you butter the outside of the bread, and then you put
the cheese on the inside.
Yes, I put the cheese on the outside, Jazz.
Just trying to give you a
If you put enough butter in the pan, the bread gets buttery. That's and it's still not good. It's just bread.
Charlie, I'd like to ask you.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese are you putting in your sandwich?
Whatever kind of cheese I have available, Eric. Usually cheddar.
Mm.
I like a sharp cheddar, but what should I put in it?
Definitely not like literally anything else. Like, don't put those singles things in it. Like, you know, like those weird American classic cheese. I hate that.
Don't use those on anything.
Really gross.
No, don't.
You might die.
Those are a significant treat to give your corgi. It gets their attention every time. No.
Hear me out. You open a slice of singles, like American cheese.
Just buy dog cheese.
I was addicted to those things as a kid, FYI.
Run over and get it. She would be like, I hear a singles American cheese wrapper being opened, and I am hungry. Exactly what she would do.
Hungry for cheese. Aww. Did you feed them to her?
Obese animals.
Why do you think she's so fat? No, I don't. She's probably doing great now. She's probably a skinny legend, and because she's not getting fed half the shit that you would feed her.
Do you know that?
I saw a picture of her online a while ago, and she looked really good.
So we're not having the obese animals conversation.
I want Eric to tell me how to make a goddamn grilled cheese.
Do you want to?
No, Jasmine. I'm getting impatient.
What's so special about that?
Eric is the chef.
No, it needs to come from you. You're better.
Chef's kiss on a grilled cheese sandwich.
I would never have the audacity to do that.
Okay, no. What?
That's too much.
No, I seriously don't get the idea. Like, I don't get the appeal of grilled cheese. I don't get what it's about.
My main confusion comes from how you can enjoy Pizza Shack pizza, but not enjoy a grilled cheese.
Because...
It's
grilled cheeses, is just cheese and bread. At least Pizza Shack pizza. Are you kidding me? No. First of all, Jasmine, have you ever had Pizza Shack pizza?
Why are we having a conversation about food again?
No. There's way more sauce on Pizza Shack pizza than there is on most other fast food pizzas. And you can take that to the bank because that's true. That's a for truth statement. If it's not dripping with sauce.
Not on their vegetarian pizza.
Okay, we're out of the realm of my. Vegetarian pizzas are out of the realm of my pizza. I don't like them.
Vegetarian pizzas within the top three.
Oh, actually, okay. Well, Aaron, no, define vegetarian pizza because I'll take a pizza with basically. Okay,
vegetables. This is important.
But there's like a standard pizza that some restaurants have that's like, you know how Meat Lovers is a thing? There's a vegetarian pizza.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a vegetarian.
You're just pizza. Talking about I'm a talking vegetarian about a pizza that is vegetarian. Vegetarian. Okay, then I like those.
Yeah.
But as soon as you put
cool.
like actual tomatoes as a topping on the pizza, I'm out.
They're not good on a
That's
pizza,
not
however,
good.
There are rare cases where they work.
I don't if they're sun-dried, I like them, but if you just smack a tomato on top of a pizza, they get soggy and gross. Yes, a pizza.
Yeah,
I gotta grab a different guitar. Gabby doesn't want to have a conversation.
It's only been like 10 minutes.
Cheese and bread.
Well,
we
could talk about camping.
We could talk
this
about.
This is our fourth episode, and every single episode that we
let's talk about camping.
Food in it.
So, anyways, I hate Harvest Crunch. If anybody has any complaints about Harvest Crunch, please voice them to me at Sassy Chad, @SassyChad on Instagram. I will for sure have a conversation with you about how much I hate Harvest Crunch. I just felt like we should talk about that, considering I'll burn it.
I'm bringing Harvest Crunch really
burn
camping.
It. I'll
sure.
seriously burn it, Jess.
No, I'm going to make trail mix.
I'm gonna,
like, I'll make like,
I'm
a mix out of it.
Burn your Harvest Crunch. I'm gonna burn it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna burn it.
Trail mix with Harvest Crunch.
If you
be good.
Burn our food, I'm just sending you home. You can walk
Jasmine.
Home.
I'll burn you.
Oh my god.
Jasmine's trying to fight me tonight. You
no,
put
I'm
the
not.
Cheese on the inside yeah. of the bread. Oh, thank you.
I was.
It's for the viewer,
to
Charlie.
A clear picture. I was trying to be mean.
Don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, anyways, what? I started talking
Eve, what
about
are you
harvest
looking like? Get out of my drawers.
Because,
sorry.
Because we were talking about how we've talked about food for the past 4 episodes. I also noticed that I've talked about Harvest Crunch in all the past 4 episodes, and I really felt like I needed to tie them all together. This is called creating a storyline. Ladies and gentlemen, you just got schooled by the professor.
HCU.
Eve, what are you looking for? Oh, I don't have any of those.
Charlie, I'd just like to point out, you say that you don't think talking about our camping trip would be entertaining, right? What about any of the previous episodes make you think that they're entertaining?
I think tier lists at least have a degree of universality about them. It's like people can be like, oh yes, I agree with that or disagree. But if we just start talking about a camping trip that the 4 of us are going on, it's... I'll give you this. The first episode was...
It gives everyone information about what we're doing in case we end up going missing on this trip. Not to say that that's... What's
well, Jasmine's
happen.
Going to burn me. So...
Only if you burn the Harvest Crunch. It's simple. Don't burn the Harvest Crunch and you won't get burned.
Well, if you don't want me to burn the Harvest Crunch, don't bring the Harvest
Crunch. I'm
not going to
burn anybody.
Harvest Crunch is...
I actually like it, though.
Gabby's
like
playing.
And trail mix, because it's good in trail mix.
No.
Yo, this sucks.
I'm so bored.
I'm sorry, I can't carry a conversation tonight. I'm not able to.
If only he had gotten more than 4 hours of sleep.
No, I got more than 4 hours of sleep last night.
All right, you got me.
I got a whole 6. No.
Yo. It's like 2 hours more than 4.
It is. I read an article about how getting 6 hours of sleep is just as bad as getting no hours of sleep.
Mm. That's concerning.
Really? That's not true. I feel like that's not true.
I can send it to you, but it made me have a profound realization for about 30 minutes, and then I had to go to bed, and I realized I didn't want to.
I think that if I instead got 0 hours of sleep consistently, instead of getting 6 hours of sleep consistently, I'd probably be dead. Yeah.
I would be dead. Yep.
That's just a thought.
I don't think it has less to do with like a day-to-day, like your day-to-day conscious tiredness, and more of like the overarching health issues of not getting enough sleep.
Okay, but if you don't get any sleep, period, for a long enough time, you will just die.
Yeah.
If you get 6 hours.
Okay, when I said I said no hours, I didn't mean literally staying up 24 hours at a time. I meant like 2 or 3, or you go to bed at 5, wake up at 8.
Okay,
or
that's probably an important thing to clarify.
Yeah. I was using
no hours.
Hyperbole. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it's like you can't stay up forever.
Obviously, of course.
Okay, maybe. I put the guitar down.
I think you probably could stay up forever. The government's hiding it from you.
That's a great point. You should try.
I'm going to.
Get back to me in like 2 days.
Yeah, I will.
Let us know about all your incredible realizations.
I will.
And flaws of our government.
God damn it. It's like...
You guys are dead.
Shitty podcast.
I'm so...
Just Charlie and I having a conversation.
I'm so focused on letting everyone all 3 talk. Guitars on my bed. And I'm really trying not to play them when I say...
Yeah, take them off your bed.
No.
Also, what make and models or makes...
Oh, God.
We can have a comment. We can talk about guitars tonight. Eric, why don't you tell us all
about
Strandberg guitars?
No.
Gabby doesn't want to do this. Gabby doesn't want to do this.
Strandberg.
They're not.
I can tell you.
Care
I have
how light
a...
they are.
I don't
That's
care how
you.
Light they are.
Some people
I
do.
I don't care that they don't have a head start. They're still ugly. I have a.
I don't like not having a head start.
Fender Telecaster on my bed.
Ooh. What color?
And it's like
white.
It's white, but it has like scuffs on it that make like the wood.
Is it relic'd or is it?
I don't know what that means, Eric.
The factory makes it look like it's old.
Yes.
Oh, so it is relic'd. Okay.
Oh, I learned something. And then I have this one. I don't really know what it is. It just says diamond on the headstock,
nice.
But it also has something really cool on it. Like,
is it a Schecter diamond?
This is not a Schecter, I don't think. I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't know.
Oh, it doesn't say. It's just, all it says is diamond.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm
it's okay. It says
that you're wrong.
Okay, so it says DBZ. I think.
Dragon Ball Z.
Maybe.
I started watching Naruto again. I mean, I shouldn't say again, because I didn't watch it when I was a kid. I read it.
Then that's definitely not a...
No, it's not. That's why I redacted my again.
I'm taking song requests, if anyone wants to hear what I got going on here.
Freebird.
On my... No.
Freebird.
Okay.
Who wants to hear...
Diamond D.
If you play Freebird, I'll sing. That was a joke. No. I'm not gonna sing.
I want you with a nice D.
She plugged it in.
Or a C. Or perhaps a. I don't actually know if this one's an E or an A. It's one of them.
Your guitar is not in
cool.
tune.
It's not. I've been fiddling with
That's
them
okay.
all day.
Tune them.
No.
I found a company called Diamond Guitars. But
do they have a black guitar? That's like matte.
They probably
Yo, okay,
do
for real though, can one. We please talk about Fiesta for a moment?
What?
Y'all know?
No. What's Fiesta?
Gavin knows what Fiesta is. Dude, Fiesta manufactures the highest quality instruments known to us.
I'm gonna go back to my other guitar and just tune it out.
I want to buy a Fiesta. I've for real been looking for one on Kijiji because I'm not rich enough to pay shipping on Reverb.
Are those ones where the body goes over to the neck?
Wait, who's that a question for?
It was just a question.
I can't.
Are what the ones? Wait, what is he talking about?
He's talking about Fiestas.
Oh no, Eric! Are you sure you don't know what a Fiesta is?
I'm looking it up. It just looks like acoustic guitars right now.
Are they good?
I don't know.
Are they good?
Guitar is not.
They're classical. They're nylon guitars.
What kind of guitars did we have in guitar class?
The $30 lessons.
Those are nondescripts. Yeah.
Nylons.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yamaha student learning guitars.
Yes.
Cool. They were not good.
Oh, of course they were Yamaha.
No.
They were also broken, all of them. Every single one was broken.
You know what? That was okay. It was nice that we had them anyway.
Okay, Charlie, what's the deal with these
Fiestas? Eric, it's not the guitars. Gabby knows what I'm talking about, but...
Well, if you care to explain...
No, it's kind of an inside joke.
Cool.
That was... And you should know it too, Eric, but...
You should not be making inside jokes.
That's true. It wasn't supposed to be like a prolonged thing. It was supposed to be like, I'm looking to buy a Fiesta bass because I actually am. And then that was supposed to make you guys chuckle, and then that was supposed to be it. It didn't work, Jasmine.
I mean, it worked for Gabby.
Yep.
If I knew what it meant, we probably.
I hope everyone is drinking enough water today.
No.
I'm not.
I have not drank water yet today.
Drink some.
Oh, let's go.
It's 8:30. I'm scared to ask if she's had anything else to drink today. Have you? Like, anything?
That's a no.
Good answer.
What's going on?
It's okay, I'll be fine here.
Yo, I found the diamond. Like, I'm still looking at diamond.
Did you find the one that looks like mine?
This one's. I don't know what yours looks like.
Well, it's a shame.
But I found one called the Renegade.
That's cool. That's metal AF, dude.
I was hoping someone would do the obligatory.
I can do the TikTok dance. If that's
do it. That's
no, I don't want to do it. I don't.
What's the
custom
shape
shop
of it?
At a player's budget? Diamond custom.
Yeah.
Well, it's
is it
long.
Like a, is it like a?
I don't
super
know.
Strat? Is it a strat? Is it a fender?
I don't know how to word it. It's like long and pointy, almost like a rhombus, except it's got curves.
I haven't heard that word.
Sounds
since
good.
Fourth grade. Almost like a rhombus.
It runs parallel.
Guys, we're gonna start a guitar.
Is the rhombus like a diamond?
Called rhombus guitars.
Yes. Absolutely not.
Rockin' rhombus guitars.
It's just a rip off.
Rockin' rhombus. Dude, no. Rockin' rhombus is its own company.
Does it look like a
Les
Paul?
I don't know any of these words.
You know Les Paul.
Okay, I'm just going to send a photo to Eric, and then he'll figure it out.
Don't send the photo to Eric. I want to know, too, now. I'm intrigued.
I'll send it to the group chat.
Send it to the group chat.
Jinx. Owe me a Perrier.
So I can look at it while I'm...
What? Jasmine owes me a Perrier, because she spoke at the same time as me.
That's such...
She spoke with... Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll and rhombus. What can I?
All right, I'll be right back.
Bye.
He better come back with some information.
We know where he's going.
Wait, It didn't kick me out. Nice.
No, you can still talk and look at other stuff, I think.
The photos.
It kind of looks like a jazz master.
That's definitely...
Can you send me one that includes the headstock? I just sent one.
Whoa, hold on. Whoa. No, Eric, that's not a jazz master. That's a firebird. That's a literal...
Charlie, they look the
okay,
same.
Okay, first of all, no, don't at me here. I will rip your throat out if you tell me that a jazz master looks like a firebird again. Eric, I swear to God.
Again? I've probably said
I
that
I swear
before.
To God. First of all.
Do you want
see what I mean?
Okay.
Rhombus okay. Or like okay. Parallelogram? Okay. I don't know.
Okay, first of all, a jazz master, listen.
Charlie is the jazz master, so he knows.
No, he's not.
He's real. Thanks, Eric. I was going to say that, but I'm not right. You.
He knows it. I know it.
I'm honestly so... First of all, the main difference between... Just like cosmetically, between a firebird and a jazz master is that a jazz master looks like a reverse firebird.
So
it's an oblong cool. It's so an oblong identical. Shape, right? But the jazz master would be like a firebird. A firebird it would be like a firebird flipped upside down. Okay. A
firebird flipped upside down.
But
we're talking about firebirds, but I'm sorry.
More importantly, in terms of actual construction of the instrument and how they're different, a firebird is a totally neck-through design, right? So when you look at Gabby's guitar, which, since it's Diamond, which appears to be a budget company, I think that's a feigned neck-through design. But you can see the piece of wood that the neck is carved out of and how it's different from the pieces on the side.
Conclusion, what's my guitar?
Don't say
it. What is my guitar?
He's going to say that jazz masters and firebirds are the same again.
I would never. But.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same.
They do share some similarities.
like
so what is
the,
it?
Most of the.
Is it a jazz master or is it a firebird? What is it?
It's a firebird.
It is neither. Well,
it's supposed to be a firebird.
Okay, cool.
It is most similar to a firebird, however.
It is not.
How many frets?
The cutout is slightly...
It's
a
jazz bird. We're going to go with that.
But I can't even find the company, right? So...
Well,
because
okay.
I'm looking at Diamond Guitars. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a different company.
You should try and find one that has the same one that I have. On the website?
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm being sassed.
I
don't know, Eric. Sorry. I'm also looking at Diamond instruments, and they appear to be... I appear to have found the ones that Gabby has purchased.
Really?
Oh, God, they have one of those... Oh, yeah. Here, wait, no, here's the model that she has.
Is it the Hailfire or something?
Hold on. Yes. Eric, that's the company. Look at the logo. It's
Whoa.
The exact same.
I got it right.
I don't know, dude.
What do you mean you don't know? Like, same.
They changed the writing on the headstock. So it led me off.
I have that. They just say Diamond, but it's the same.
Exactly.
Huh.
So now what?
Yeah.
Now what do we do from
what
here?
What are we planning? When are we planning on going to? 9? Less than 9?
Like, for the podcast?
How long do
I have to be here?
Well,
because I have...
You're going on your nightly walk?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm getting lots of exercise.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone. Well, Charlie
didn't
want enough of it. He got angry.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
Wait, why did he leave?
I don't know. He probably got sick of us.
That's fair.
It's his darn ending.
He had to go poop. Jasmine, we usually do this for like an hour and 10. And we got to cut out like like 5 minutes from this. So like okay. We'll probably be done around like 9:15.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Okay.
All right.
Is Eve gonna be bad?
So here's what
I might have to leave like a few minutes early, but she'll be fine.
Okay. What are you gonna say, Eric?
I was gonna say that you can order one of these bad boys for $700.
Probably the same one that I have.
This app is the bane of my existence.
A similar one.
I don't get paid enough.
Charlie, you're not getting paid. All right, it's a 22 fret, 24 and a 3/4.
Are you talking about my guitar?
I'm talking about a very similar guitar.
What's the price of it? You said 700?
I don't know. US.
What guitar are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Hailfire.
Plus
in trans walnut color. So, binding not available. It's got the Diamond Custom R15/N9C custom pickup. I'm not going to run through all the specs.
I was listening.
Nobody cares.
I care.
I know you were listening, but nobody cares.
Well, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I've been bored for like 3 weeks now.
Yeah, me too.
You should start up a small.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, what would I sell? God damn it.
You could mail people lemonade.
How?
Like, in the mail.
That requires going outside. That requires making lemonade. That requires starting a business.
Wait, Gabby, what do you do during the day?
That's a really good question.
That's a very rude question. What do I do during?
No. I like this question because it makes me think. I sit at home and I watch copious amounts of YouTube and I listen to music and then I'm like, hey, I could do music too. And then I go to do the music and then it doesn't turn out how I want it to. And then I get angry. And so I stop doing the music, but then I don't actually stop doing the music. I just like leave two guitars on my bed and then pluck at them every once in a while. But yeah, that's all I do.
It's so related.
What about you?
That's
what do you do? Can't be as much,
not much.
As interesting as I'm doing.
Eve's here.
Yo.
Say hi, Eve.
Hello, Eve.
The dude from Boldy.
Hi, how's it going?
No, I don't want the guitar anymore. No.
Oh, you don't like them anymore? Also, hello, Eve.
Hi.
Did you kick out Jasmine or is she still?
No, I did not. Here. No, I heard an interesting conversation. I thought I'd come and steal one of her headphones, see what the fuck was going on.
Just talking about how sad I am.
Talking about our daily lives.
Jasmine, what do you do through the day?
Depends on the day.
Charlie's back.
Good answer.
Oh, his name is God needs
Charlie's
to kill
back.
Me.
Can you give us like an average? Average day.
On an average day?
Yeah.
I get up. I do some homework. I go for a run. Sometimes I go to my dad's machine shop thing to help if they need help. Sometimes I sit at home. I look after my sister. Not Eve. The other one.
Noble.
Not very noble. Yep. Yep, that's about it. Yeah, that's all.
Awesome.
What do you do, Eve?
What do I do? I drag you around and make you be interesting with me.
only Eve can evoke Jasmine's interesting.
That's mean. That's so mean.
Until Eve is there, Jasmine's not interesting.
That's not very nice.
That's not nice at all.
Well, you said it, not me.
It's also slightly true.
That is not true. Don't be
question. A moment of silence for Charlie, please.
I'm literally here. I'm just purely fucking flabbergasted by how awful this is.
By what?
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
Yeah.
I'd like you to know something. So,
under
artists of Diamond Guitars, Steve Paquette.
What is he playing?
You know what he plays in? Or who? He plays for Avril Lavigne.
Saved that one just for me, didn't you? Hey.
I did.
All I'm saying is she knows how to write a song.
We also have Wayne Swinney from the hit band Saliva.
Cute.
My internet, I don't know what to say about what's happening. I reset my phone. I hope it works. It's not my night, though.
It's working currently.
Are we using
That's
this?
That's okay.
Yeah, we're using
it. Yeah.
You can't just cut it out.
No, I mean, I was suggesting a retake, but that's apparently out the window. All right, let's put some direction in this bad boy. Camping.
Let's do it.
What about it?
Oh, camping.
Back to square one.
What kind of food do y'all want to bring?
I thought camping wasn't relatable.
No, that's not what I said. I said that talking about our trip isn't entertaining. All right.
Eric has been trying to convince me that he's going to carry a whole canoe by himself.
First of all, I'm going to be carrying the canoe with you, Eric.
I will not let anyone else carry
He wants to prove he's strong.
Walk at a different pace than me.
Canoes are not that heavy.
How far do we have to carry the canoe? Because that might not be realistic.
Really no, but hear me. I'm fine with Eric
How
carrying
heavy
the whole
is...
canoe. Because that just means I can carry all the other things.
Eric could carry a canoe on his head. Canoes are not that bad. They're not that heavy.
Thank you, Charlie.
Well, okay.
My canoe might be heavy.
What's your canoe made out of jasmine? Is it carbon fiber? Fiberglass? Is it wood? What is it? Okay.
I think it's
well,
wood.
Then shouldn't be so heavy.
No, you're not taking
Am I wrong?
That. She's like, not taking that one. That's the one that's like stupid wood. Heavy. She's going to take the light one.
You have two canoes?
Speaking the truth right now. Jasmine's been hiding canoes from us.
To be fair, they aren't ours. They're technically our Uncle Benny's, but no,
Benny's
we stole
one
them.
And then Grandpa's got one.
Jasmine.
Yeah, but that means we only have one.
From Uncle Benny to Grandpa.
They all leave from here,
the
so.
The implications of this.
That's it. We're taking Uncle Benny's canoe.
Because I would
That's the
like
one we are
say,
taking.
I would just like to say I haven't actually.
It's okay. Jasmine's got all right, three.
Well, maybe I
yeah,
can bring two canoes.
She's been hiding from us.
Okay.
As long as it floats.
It will likely float. One of them was driven around just on the roof of a car for a year, so I'm not so sure about it, but we'll try.
I mean,
water. That's how we're gonna get it up.
If it's being driven around on the roof of a car, then it should be fine.
I think God's trying to talk to us right there. I think my dad's trying to chime in on the camping thing.
Sorry, what do you want about?
I'd like to know.
We're going to hear some insight from Matt.
Yeah, he was.
Wait, is he
really talking? Jasmine, get your dad on the podcast.
No, no, he's
get
just yelling from outside our door.
We
just
want
him.
We want your dad on the podcast.
Mr.
Get him on the podcast.
No,
someone
I think
go fetch him. No, he's too much.
I think it's just
he's here.
Too much is just what we need.
No, he's here.
What I'm saying is there's three things very usable.
No, Dad. This is not the conversation happening right now.
I'm not sure what's going on at this point.
No, Daisy, yes.
No.
The whole
so
family is coming to see Jackson.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
This is fantastic.
The three canoes that are...
No, Dad, get it. Okay.
This,
I think we're actually.
This may or may not be the best podcast
yes.
episode we've ever had.
Yes,
we are foreclosing
a
fair bit.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be.
That's the most entertaining content we've had in.
Every time
four
he talks about love, he can't help himself.
Anyways, the reason I don't want to portage with anyone else under the canoe is because
I like to go at my own pace, and I don't like to have two leverage points on the canoe.
Okay, that's fine. But will you be able to carry it?
Yes, he will.
Probably. And if I'm not...
Charlie?
I still can ask someone else. I am here.
What, who said my name?
Charlie? Yeah. Hey, Gabby, I said your name. Are you going to be able to carry a whole canoe by yourself?
Do you need me to carry a whole canoe by myself?
The other canoe doesn't have to be carried by one person.
Eve is shaking her head.
Why?
Okay.
To
defend myself, you do realize that for my job, I have to carry canoes and kayaks to people's cars, right? It's literally
Charlie would probably
what I get
than
paid
I would.
For.
Oh, Charlie's wow. strong.
It's what I get years. Paid for. Alrighty. I'm not going to make a comment because I have no comment to make. I don't know how I can prove that I can carry a canoe over the internet.
I believe you can carry a canoe.
I also believe you.
I believe you.
Well, then Jasmine doesn't have to worry about helping. Yay!
What?
I don't have to do anything.
Yeah. That's not true.
And we can carry the other stuff. No, you guys can carry the canoes.
Yeah, there are tents and stuff.
Yeah, you can carry like the
that's what 40, we mean.
50 pounds of
excellent.
I can do that.
But
I
you can't carry a canoe?
I can also do that.
Nope, can't do that.
I'm not going to break my back. I can.
My back
that.
Already
I
broke.
Stuff. So I bet
hardest,
I could carry
the
a
hardest
canoe.
Part of carrying a canoe is getting it above your
head.
I bet I could carry a canoe.
Most human beings can carry a canoe. They're not that heavy.
Oh, shit.
I don't think it's difficult when you're on, like, crappy terrain and you have to try and balance it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done portages before, and they're not awesome.
It's very simple.
Gabby's having a sip.
It's just,
please tell me that's not a strongbow, Gabby.
It's water. It's in water in the cup that I poured my strongbow into a while ago, but I've washed it so many times, but it still tastes like strongbow, and I don't.
Strongbow
know
doesn't
what to
wash
do.
It.
What is strongbow?
Alcohol.
It's a cider.
Ew, that's why I don't know. Really,
Eric thinks
cider.
He's too good
not
for cider.
Now.
Cider's not good.
Most
Eric
alcohol
like,
is not good.
Get me a
people don't drink
beer.
It because
classic beer.
Also,
you have an
false.
Opinion, Eve?
Yes, but I don't want to say it.
Is her opinion that she enjoys cider?
It's fine because I enjoy cider. It's like my favorite.
Wow.
It's my favorite version of alcohol.
I don't do that. I'm 14.
Now.
How would I know?
Right, of course.
Guys, I just
told
you
taught us about anything
spaghetti.
You
get.
Yeah, Eve's 14.
Yeah, I'm 14.
She's 15?
She's 14.
I'm in grade 9.
When's her birthday?
Oh my god,
she's
14.
In
grade 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? She's in grade 9.
Are
she's
you
close
sure?
enough to 15 that I round up. Yeah, I'm sure. Eve, are you sure?
I am pretty sure, unless
that's
someone
why.
Duped me.
They definitely did.
The nose rings adds like 2 years.
Stop.
She's a nose ring?
No.
Yeah, septum ring.
Since when?
There's a cat eating
I don't know,
spaghetti.
I started wearing it a while ago. Sorry.
Is it a real ring?
I don't think so.
You don't know?
It's not
Eve,
a fake.
Is it a real ring?
It can't be a fake one if it's in her body. It has to be
He's
a real
hungry.
One.
No.
Like
that
a,
is not how
what?
It works.
Like a fake.
What do you mean, fake ring?
I mean, it doesn't actually go through her nose.
Oh,
what
I,
mean. I
thought you meant like. Okay, never mind.
Sheesh.
I can hear you whispering.
But I can't hear what he's saying, so he's doing a good job.
Oh, he's gone again.
Oh, Charlie left again.
Well, do you think he was talking to his mom?
The poor soul.
Well, he's not doing good with this.
I think he's doing good with this.
All right.
He's doing his best. Which
he's
doesn't
doing
say much.
Great. That's not very nice, Eric.
Yeah, but he's not here, so.
You should select kinder words next time.
Get told.
I didn't
Eve
realize.
Has said much worse things, so I'm.
Shh. You don't need to tell on me every time.
I don't know. You kind of like sold out Uncle Benny and your grandpa there about
no,
the canoes.
No, you sold out Jasmine.
They okay. Here's the thing, though. They don't use them. They just
so
kind
they
of
wouldn't
leave
know
them
if they were
property.
Gone.
Exactly.
No, but I don't know if they're like water.
Pour water on them and see if they get wet.
Are they usable?
Have you met our grandfather? He fixes everything constantly. I don't know, that word did not work.
Jasmine, it sounds to me like you're hoarding canoes.
Kid will not leave me alone.
I need them for the
how many do you need? You're only one person.
I literally had to say.
I need
time to
I didn't come on to this back, podcast get away properly. To be listen, I could hear everything everyone was saying. Okay.
How?
I don't know. Could you not hear
we
me?
We love you. We love you, Charlie.
No, you weren't in the call.
No. No.
Yes, I actually was.
Well, you actually weren't.
I left it
for about 2 seconds to watch a video of a cat eating spaghetti. Then I came back and I could hear everyone. But they couldn't hear me.
In my defense, you weren't here.
I absolutely was. But I was trying my best. Thank you for pointing that out, Eric. Also, thank you for pointing out that my best isn't much.
Charlie, I'm simply reacting appropriately to how you treat me when I'm not.
It's okay. All I say is that he's pooping because...
With no evidence.
Sometimes he do be pooping.
You're giving people a false impression of my character, and I don't appreciate it.
Better.
Sound like actual children. You're coming from a grade 9.
It's Charlie's fault.
I will leave.
Mm-hmm. You again?
You've already like done it fourth time. So many times.
You know what? I'm too good for everyone here.
Hence the
you
name.
You have to stay. No, no.
You really did just leave. That's all right.
That time it was on purpose.
Nah, he's probably waiting for us to bad mouth him again.
Yep.
So he can pop back in.
With another shitty name for himself and just being like, listen, I can hear you.
And then we just keep doing that for the next 15 minutes.
I'm too good for y'all head ass, wouldn't it?
But yeah, in conclusion,
all these
Jasmine's hoarding canoes.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And I probably don't need someone to help me portage one.
Also tents.
How many tents?
We're
do you
hoarding
have?
Tents. We have one.
Oh my god.
We have
Eve,
one tent,
Eve,
but
no,
it is a big
Jasmine,
tent.
Eve, how many tents you got?
just one.
Sounds sus, but I'll take it.
She lying.
Yo, somebody help. I can't unmute my computer.
You never can't mind. What? Have you tried pressing the on and off button?
So how much longer do we have?
Jasmine just
it's not how much longer we have, it's how much longer she has to be here.
No, I'm happy.
She's happy.
I'm happy.
Are you
for now?
Are you sure?
Oh yeah, I'm really happy.
I'm just making her drive me somewhere.
Where are you going?
Where are we going, Eve?
For a walk.
In the car?
That's like a really sus walk. Jasmine's gonna come back. Jasmine's gonna come back to the group chat with just straight emojis. It's only gonna be emojis that she sends.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Is that the is that what
gets
kind of
to
walk
see me
it is?
In person.
Is that, must...
kind... is it that is that what kind of walk it is?
It must
is
be
it?
A Flintstones.
Is that what kind of walk it's gonna be?
Oh, Jasmine, you ratted on me.
What? That was yesterday. What?
What was yesterday?
Today's the 21st.
Yes. Yeah. She still likes
yesterday
to go on a walk.
Yesterday was a sad day. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't need all
There's
of
no
your
judgment.
Judgment.
There's no judgment here.
There's no judgment.
We only judge Jasmine.
Yeah.
And Charlie when he's
that's
not
fair.
Here.
I do that too sometimes.
Yeah. Screw you, Charlie. Shout out to Charlie for trying to plug his own Instagram into this podcast.
Is he actually mad?
No.
I can never tell.
I tried to message him. He's just being a little bitch.
Whoa. So.
Oh, don't say that. He's going to pop down.
I hope so.
That's not very nice.
It's fine.
Eve's too
fine.
Nice for this.
Yep.
Oh, no.
I don't know. She keeps telling us. She keeps telling us. So
she's trying to cover herself up.
For what?
I know the truth, Eve. I know the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Take?
My opinions only stay between me and Jasmine.
Jasmine, what's she thinking?
I don't think I'm allowed to reveal that.
Wow, confidentiality in this household is amazing. I'm waiting for Charlie to pop back in, but I don't think he's going to. I'm trying to hear the
whispering that's going on.
Yeah, me too.
Let's just bring Eve on permanently. She's entertaining.
She is both not afraid. She's not afraid to speak her mind and afraid to speak her mind. It's a perfect balance.
At the same time. Where's...
I'm going to tell him.
You're going to tell him what?
Tell me. What's going to happen? Do it.
You just looked at me and said, I'm going to tell them, and then did
coincidence.
Tell me everything. Tell me everything.
Never mind.
Tell me the tea.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and tell me.
No, tell me the tea.
It's nothing even big. Last night, Eve was just like, such a little bitch. And then you said it. You started laughing.
No, it's just because he's like, he does this thing where he gets,
no, let's not badmouth him. It's not bad. It's like
everybody badmouths him.
I do in front of people.
I like him.
I would hope you like him too.
He's a great person, but he's just like, he's just generally like, has a very fake personality around me because he thinks I'm a child.
Can we edit this out?
No. We can't edit this out.
Charlie's great. I actually do really like Charlie. I think Charlie's awesome. But I think he would be nicer if I met him when he was not trying to seem like a goody two-shoes in front of me. I don't know.
That's fair enough. Another point I should bring up is that Charlie is a goody two-shoes. I would just like to say
that's false.
I think either I am just being blatantly lied to by him.
We'll find out in August.
No,
he's gonna lose.
No,
his
it's
mind.
Be donut.
Oh my god!
I was summoned. Welcome
back.
Hello,
back.
Charles. How
I don't feel welcome.
No, you're welcome.
But
you're
I'm
so
back.
Why is that? I like your name. It's very your actual name.
Oh, sweet.
Thanks, Eric.
I don't know how to change them, so like.
Yeah.
Well, the app doesn't. It doesn't direct me to the app when I type the link into Safari. It doesn't let me go to the app. So I'm not connected to my account.
Typing the link
into
Safari.
Yeah, I also have to do it through Safari.
Well, sorry, no, I don't type it. I punch it in.
That's the only way I can figure out how to do it.
I just click on it on Instagram, and it opens the app.
Oh, I wish it did that.
Really, it doesn't do that on my phone.
You have to download the app for it to open it.
You don't. Y'all are just.
Wait, no. First of all, I have the app.
But you know, you don't have.
What's that?
A superior phone.
Oh, get.
Right.
Got him.
He got me. I'd like to say that I do like my phone. I think my phone's the last iPhone that I would buy.
Wow. What do you have?
I have the 6S Plus. It's the last one with a headphone jack.
Okay, by saying that, everybody that says that, like, oh, mine's like the last one that I would buy. Everybody that says that is just sad that they don't have the newer one because I say that and I have a 6S. Everybody says that. That just means you're too cheap or
can't buy the new one with her phone that barely works.
That's Eve.
When I say it's the last iPhone I buy, I mean I'm going to buy an Android next. Like
that's
switching.
What I'm feeling. Like.
I'm going to buy a Samsung. Charlie. Thank you, Eric.
No,
I'm
you're probably
going to
right.
You should buy Huawei.
Yes, you should. Eric knows what's up.
They're basic. They're better than Samsung cost to hardware.
You could
ratio.
Throw a Huawei phone across the room, smack it on bricks, and it would not break.
That's not.
Okay, but like 9 out of 10
they have really good like. If you record sound on them, though, it actually sounds way more accurate
like
than
good
any other
phones.
Phone.
Everybody is now an advocate for a company I hardly hear about.
Huawei?
That's because they steal your data and send it to China. Okay. But no one cares about that.
I'm okay
my
with
first
that.
Real phone was my Huawei phone that I got in grade 7. and it was a blessing. I would 100% get that phone again.
Was it a flip phone? Yeah, was it a flip phone?
No, it wasn't. Okay, it was an actual touch screen and everything. It was awesome. I liked
just
it
a don't lot. Don't tell Mr. McCauley they're stealing your data.
He doesn't like.
She doesn't know why. Why are they whispering about?
I don't know. They're having a conversation.
Oh, she's just talking about her phone. Don't worry about it. I'm not talking.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Sick.
Smashing.
Continue.
Indubitably smashing.
That's not what this is going to be. I'm not going to participate in that.
Remember when we said that the topic of today was going to be camping?
No, I don't. Pass
is a we can do joke. Camping next episode.
I like it though.
Like what?
I like
the podcast. Every time I finish recording one, I feel like.
Yeah.
The fact that you two said that
Eric
at the same
hates
time
doing the podcast, but
so
he doesn't
much.
Because there's no one else to talk to during.
I hate doing the podcast.
I do it because you guys appreciate.
It feels awful, but I like listening to it.
We do appreciate.
Oh, recording
doing it.
This
feels
awful?
Awful
garbage. But I do enjoy this awful garbage. So,
shout out to everyone who has decided to watch or not watch, listen to our podcast since it started.
Does it tell you how
I
long?
Shout out to everyone
you
who
how
thought
long
this episode
to it
was
for?
Going to be about
yep.
camping and then stopped about halfway through because they realized
that
we're wasting
long...
everyone's
yep.
time.
How long do people listen to it?
They for? Listen to almost the whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
Not just a little less.
Really?
I listened.
Really?
That's incredible.
I got
I
a YouTube ad
oh,
that said that like 95% of podcast
oh, no.
listeners listen the whole way through or something. Mm-hmm.
Wow. They really got nothing
they
to
really
do.
They really do got nothing to do. They really do be here having a nice waste of time with us.
Yeah. It's appreciated.
Well, that's good.
But they don't know that we're getting paid for
we're
it.
Not.
Gabby was too
God.
Drunk
okay,
and she
not...
forgot the sponsorship.
Listen, everyone shut up. Shut up.
You
shut
lied
up.
To me?
No, I don't want to talk about the sponsorship on the video right now because I have questions
I
about
like
it that are confidential.
This
is fine.
It's sponsored by...
Second Eve. I can't believe you just caught me out like that.
Me.
It's confidential information.
Charles Gilchrist.
Is it?
Yeah.
Charlie's sponsoring us?
Charles has
is that
no...
why he plugged himself?
Duh. I'm so upset by that, Charlie. You have no idea. Just if you want to talk to me about how shit Harvest Crunch is, just message me on Instagram.
This episode is sponsored by
Harvest.
Jasmine's Canoes.
I would sooner jump off a bridge than be sponsored by
my what?
Your canoes.
Charlie hates Harvest Crunch so much. I don't understand.
I do have news.
He will complain as much as he wants about it. I will still never understand why he has such a deep hate for it. No.
I mean, I kind of get it. It's like, I don't know.
It's
I feel
just
the
a
same
cereal.
Way
you, judge. You eat so much Harvest Crunch, you cannot judge. You cannot
so
say that you understand.
Crunch.
What do you do, Charlie? So what do you do when you go to the grocery store and you see Harvest
Crunch? Insatiable bloodlust.
Are you just like silently
up.
Fuming?
I have killed several employees of FreshCo actually just because they were.
This is an admission of
yeah.
murder.
Oh, we can't do this. Podcast.
I hope you know
that.
They had
the
Harvest Crunch in their hands. What could I do?
Charlie,
use your
just
words
admitted
time, man.
To murder.
Multiple
on the
counts of first degree murder.
I can't put this in the podcast.
We can, but he'll be arrested, and it's not my problem.
Yeah. We need him for the camping trip. He's got to pay.
We can get someone else.
My phone is going to die
pretend
soon.
That their name
you
is
can
Charlie.
Plug it in, Jess. Well, I actually... Wow, that makes me really sad, Eric.
Well, you're in jail. What else am I going to do?
What?
Someone's
got to pay for it. If you're in
oh
jail,
my
yeah.
God.
No.
Oh.
That was a hard no, but then Eve was pulling the earbud the other way.
Worst excuse I've ever heard.
I think I could definitely replace you if you were in jail.
Wait, did you hear what Eve just said? She said, no, it's true that you're not replaceable, hey. I think. It was a nice thing that Eve said. That doesn't happen much.
She's being.
That's not very polite.
She's so concerned about everyone's manners today. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm concerned about everyone's mental health in here. None of you are okay.
Mental health.
I'm the only one who's okay because I understand the truth.
I'm okay.
The truth about what? No, never mind. Never mind.
Harvest Crunch.
I knew it.
I'm the only one who actually knows what's happening.
He's the enlightened one.
You think you can't stay awake for 3 days? Let me tell you, Eric. You better stop eating that.
I'm sure I could, but I'd really rather not.
Harvest Crunch, and then you'll understand.
GD Harvest.
This is a family-friendly podcast, Eric. People of all ages watch this pod. Listen to this podcast.
Literally.
All ages. Straight from 3 to 9.
Absolutely. That's our age. That's our age range. You know on the Lego boxes when it's like ages?
0 to 99.
We are ages.
It does not say 0.
99.
Because Lego contains small parts not suitable for
zero.
Children.
Apparently also not suitable for anyone over the age of 100.
Gabby,
so.
Zero.
You might step on it and break your hip.
Somebody do a reverse C-section to get that Lego set into the womb. She said ages zero.
Zero implies before one. That does not imply before
birth. No. Nobody ever says, hey, I have a kid who's 0 years old. They say, I have a kid who's 5 months old.
No, but it's implied that the digit for years is zero.
No.
What do you mean no?
Do the Lego boxes actually say zero? Usually it's like...
No, they don't.
Yeah, because that doesn't actually exist. People would never put a zero on a Lego box and they'd say 5 months instead of zero.
I'm going to look up what a Lego box says for age right now.
I don't think any products are advertised for 0 year olds.
Okay, well, yeah. Oh.
That is actually not really? True.
Enlighten us, Eve.
I would like to know.
No, there are like baby toys that are like, and like things that are designed for.
Like 5 month-year olds or something like that.
Like,
but,
yeah.
But do they have age ranges on them?
No, not in the room. It's like a day to.
Baby
months.
Mozart.
Well, just under 12 months, I guess.
My mother used to play
Pick
me Beethoven.
Baby Mozart.
I know what Baby Mozart is, and I hate it.
I don't know Mozart is, but I know.
I had all the DVDs for it and everything. I hated it.
Let's go.
I'm looking at it.
I did not have Baby Mozart.
I also
didn't,
but it's funny.
I hate it. Don't you dare play any of it. Cry.
I think it's excellent.
Eve, when Jasmine's really just trying to figure out when
she is. Yeah.
Literally, though.
She just subconsciously let us know that she's tired of us and is saying things to Eve like, hey, Eve,
I'm tired of us.
When are we going?
No, I actually want to know. I'm making her go.
Hold on.
Eve. I'm making her take me somewhere to meet my friend.
I'd just like to say, I looked at Baby Mozart.
Okay.
People also ask, does listening to Mozart improves IQ?
Apparently not.
All right.
So we'll just leave that.
Awesome.
There.
That's great.
There's also what happened to baby Einstein, in case you're curious.
Oh, no.
What did happen to it, Eric?
What happened?
Parent alert.
That's the title of this.
I'm not reading an article about baby Einstein by the New York Times.
That's going to be the title of this podcast. What happened to baby Mozart? Or what happened to baby Einstein?
No, baby Einstein.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's it.
There's also how do I make my baby a genius?
Okay, that's it. That's the title then.
Number 4, make eye contact.
Wait, really? I was
number
never
1.
Just
child.
Never look.
Here are 20 ideas for fun and simple things you can do to boost your baby's IQ.
Oh my god.
Whose kid are you gonna kidnap? Or like, which one of you? Like, none of you are. I hope none of you
number
are soon, because that kid is not
number six.
She doesn't know about
use
Rip
the right
Chris
tone.
Rupert Gilchrist is gonna have an amazing aunt to Gabu. Not gonna lie, it's gonna be the greatest.
He'll enjoy I'm playing with you thing. And your seven corgis.
This is hilarious. Damn.
All my corgis.
You got her.
She's single. Seven.
Please no.
And we've come
Ripper
full circle.
Ripper can have cheese too.
I'm not feeding Ripper crap.
Number
singles.
10. Turn off the TV.
No, Daisy watches a lot of TV and she's
number
really smart.
Number 9. Breastfeed
Daisy
if you
also
can.
Has the rest of the genes your whole family does.
The rest
I would like
of them.
To be very clear on one thing. Is
number 19.
One.
Parle français or habla español?
Do they speak French or do they speak Spanish?
Do they
no, you have to make
speak French.
They want that's them to speak French. Or Spanish. Yeah.
Number 14. Tickle his toes.
Oh.
That'll
hold
make
on,
your child a genius.
Well, mischievous
Ripper's
dog.
His toes
dogs can be
all
very
the
no. Number 12 is give her a choice.
I'm sorry. Wow.
Number 13, play peekaboo.
Oh. I mean, I don't think that really boosts IQ, does it? Isn't object
just
permanence just like a thing that
yeah,
children learn?
No, I think it's engagement.
So, okay, yes, and yeah, all right. Engaging children in terms of eye contact especially is proof to boost their IQ.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
important.
Does it count if you look at them through cool glasses? But they can't see your, but they can't see your eyes.
It's really on
the IQ be taught.
Cool glasses.
I don't get the joke.
There is
no
joke.
It's just weird.
All right.
Okay, you can go, Eve.
Bye.
Okay. I've come.
Okay,
my phone is
Jasmine,
gonna die very
you can
soon.
Go.
Yeah,
you
can you're
leave
allowed
you
to
want.
Leave.
No,
no,
okay.
Oh, guys,
okay.
No, the phone's dying now. What? Oh, I can barely hear you. Oh, looks like I gotta go.
I can't.
It's at 3%, and when I plug it in, it gets really bad.
Fair enough.
Oh, wait.
Plugged
no,
it
in.
Oh,
it
oh
in, it's, still
it's
working.
Getting laggy. Oh, no. Oh.
I'm sorry.
It looks.
Charlie, stop.
What?
Eve's
one
fast.
Vegetable.
I know, but are
that literally destroys you from the inside.
What are these weird ads you're looking at?
It's
no, I've seen that ad. Me
it's a photo of an avocado.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, we watched it. Click on it and you'll have a doctor talking for 20 minutes.
Oh,
I've
no.
got problems.
Oh, I know that guy.
We started a live video.
Wait, Jasmine, did you watch that for 20 minutes? She really wanted to know.
With Casey and kinesiology,
she couldn't
yeah.
climb the stairs. But watch what happens.
I did want to know.
It's just a photo of a lady in a wheelchair sitting in front of a staircase.
Hot Asian babes in your local
oh,
area.
It's not okay to laugh at. But
it's pretty
bitch
funny.
Couldn't climb the stairs.
Guess really? What time it is.
What time?
Guess what time it is.
No person in a wheelchair is just going to sit in front of a staircase.
It's guitar
what time.
Time.
Gabby? Oh.
For the eighth time in this podcast.
I think this is our longest podcast yet.
Okay, should we edit
no,
it?
No, Gabby, let's
tragic.
Do a duet.
Of what?
Can no, we do yeah, what song do you guys want to play? This is not going to work.
Wonderwall.
I don't know Wonderwall.
I don't actually know how
me
to
neither.
Play Wonderwall. It's because I never wanted
look at
wanted to learn it.
It's a bad song, anyways.
Mm-hmm. Hey, 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 hey.
Hey.
What?
It's my turn. Hey. Friggin' wait. Never mind, I suck at guitar.
What? No.
That's not Hold true. On.
Okay,
I'm gonna, Gabby, I'm gonna write us a jingle to play.
Oh, sick.
Podcast. Oh, that's so cute. I'm so ready for this.
Gabby thinks she sucks at guitar. Kill me.
That's it.
all right. That's... I think we have nothing else to add He's... here tonight.
Eric's
I
like,
I think this might just go. Yeah. Eric, this is so fun. Beautiful. Okay, I kind of don't want to end it just so I can hear Eric play. Wow, that was beautiful.
Eric's been studying his blues.
We all just we all stayed quiet for that. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Is Gabby trying to clap?
I'm snapping.
Gabby's on the backbeat after the.
Incredible. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, I wish I could dance to that. I probably
you can dance.
Yeah, but
to
nobody
it.
Would see me. What?
I would.
What's
see
the
you.
Point?
I hear you.
You would. You know what I would be doing, so.
I can show everyone. I will make the image of this of you dancing.
Oh,
that'll be the image for today's podcast.
Oh,
you know how I can change the image that we make our podcast.
The thumbnail?
Yeah.
It's almost done.
All right. Should we end it? Can we finally end it?
Congratulations, yeah, we're all douches now.
Okay. All right. Goodbye,
all
everyone.
Right, awesome.
Thank you for tuning
you know,
in.
No, Charlie, I have been playing.
Guys,
yeah, that's good, Eric. That's rad. Hold on, Erica. We're talking about booze.
Yeah.
Okay, Gabby, fine.
You can't leave.
You can end it. No, it's all right.
It's okay.
Thank you for tuning in today, Eric.
Eric, play the jingle.
Okay, no.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
No
together.
Goodbye.
No, what?
This
no.
has been fun. No, this is it. This is it. This is it. Goodbye.